This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Vice President Mike Pence did confirm that the U.S. will broaden its Europe travel ban, adding the United Kingdom and Ireland to its list. The Vice President said Americans and green card holders would not be subject to the ban, but would face screening when they get home.
Again, Americans in the U.K. or Ireland can come home. Legal residents can come home, but as the Secretary will detail, they will be funneled through specific airports and processed.
Earlier in the week, the U.S. announced a 30-day ban on flights from the 26-nation Schengen area, the European Union's border-free travel zone that does not include Britain or Ireland. President Donald Trump's doctor, Sean Conley, says the president tested negative for the coronavirus. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, the White House is now conducting temperature checks on anyone who is in close contact with the president and vice president.
They've had a little bit of activity, unfortunately.
Speaking to reporters at the White House Saturday, President Trump said he's also considering travel restrictions within the U.S.
And we're working with the states, and we are considering other restrictions.
The White House has stepped up precautions amid revelations that the president has had direct and indirect exposures to COVID-19.
I had my temperature taken coming into the room.
So did we.
You did? Good.
Yes, sir.
Those precautions include temperature checks.
Was your temperature normal, Mr. President?
Ben Thomas, Washington.
France and Spain both took drastic measures Saturday to fight the spread of the virus. The French prime minister said most shops, restaurants, and entertainment venues would close. Spain's prime minister said his country would lock down its entire population of 47 million people to try to prevent the spread of the virus. This is VOA News. Three U.S. troops were injured, two of them seriously, in a rocket attack against Camp Taji, north of Baghdad, Saturday. As Edward Uranium reports, it is the second such attack on the camp this week.
Saturday's attack was the second on U.S. coalition forces at the Taji Air Base since Wednesday. It follows U.S. retaliation Friday on Iraqi targets, including several Shiite Hashd al-Shaabi bases, one mostly a Shiite police base, and the Karbala air base now under construction. Arab media says Iraqi security forces arrested the owner of the lot from which the rockets were fired into the Taji air base, along with Iraqi forces at a nearby checkpoint who saw the attack. Iraq's Joint Operations Command says personnel are still searching for the perpetrators. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Hong Kong democracy activist Chan Kin Mun walked free from prison on Saturday, saying that he had no regrets for his leading role in the 2014 Umbrella Civil Disobedience Movement, and that sacrifice was needed to achieve universal suffrage.
61-year-old Chan is one of the three leaders of the pro-democracy movement in 2014, aiming to push for full democracy in the Chinese-ruled city. He was found guilty last year of conspiracy to commit public nuisance for his role in planning and mobilizing supporters. The Umbrella Movement staged a 79-day sit-in that blocked major roads in the city, bringing the Asian financial hub to a standstill. The symbolic umbrella tactic re-emerged last year during the sometimes violent anti-government protests triggered by a now-withdrawn extradition bill.
That is Olivia Chan reporting. An official of the United Nations mission in Mali says that two people who were kidnapped in Burkina Faso in December 2018 have been released. Mission officials say the Canadian women and the woman and Italian man were found in northern Mali and were turned over to UN peacekeepers in good health. The two are identified as Edith Blake and Luca Tachetto. It remains unclear who was responsible for their abduction, but jihadists and ethnic militias have been active in Africa's Sahel region since 2015, and they have killed hundreds of civilians over the past year. Now, the U.S., France, and other Western countries have tried to combat the terrorists with troops and money, but the violence has continued to escalate. Several other foreigners have been kidnapped in Burkina Faso, including an Australian and a Romanian who are still missing. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from Washington. Here's what's inside today's show. I've got new music by Stoneboy, Anna Nakamura, Teta Diana, and Davido. Also, a vintage tune by Rex Lawson, and an awesome mix of live band music from South Africa, Togo, and Kenya. My special feature this week is Les Souffleurs. Now, this is a fascinating live band of traditional flute and drum music. I promise you've never heard anything like it. And you'll also hear from the leader of the group who explains the meaning and the history of the music. This is all brought to us by reporter Bram Posthumus from Ségou, Mali. Finally, Song of the Week is a new release from Guinea by Tati Tati. You're gonna love this song. And even though it's in Fula, don't worry, because Kwame Ofori and I, we break it all down for you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the music. Kicking things off today in classic Afro-Cuban style, here's Betese by the Africando All-Stars. The featured vocalist is the late Amadou Balaké from Burkina Faso.
Ni kumana kana nani
Beats, that was Betese by Africando All-Stars. Hey everybody, hello. I'm Heather Maxwell, and you're at the top of Music Time in Africa. Here's Nyarwatch from South Sudan. The hottest female artist from South Sudan, Nyarwatch. Hey guys, this is Heather. How y'all doing? Next up, you're going to hear Stone Boy and Tenny with their steamy collaboration, Lololo.
See you with the Genevieve. Yeah, go day. Cause you know. final. And you be the cut to my spinal. Fallen, yeah. That's how send be na man can, yeah. You know go fit to contaminate.
Everybody, this is Heather Maxwell, and you just heard Lololo by Stoneboy featuring Tenny. Now, we're going to slow things down and move over to Ethiopia. Here is the legendary Ethiopian singer Aster Aweke with a song called Nafkot. It means longing or nostalgia. And she says, anything and everything reminds me of you. You might not believe this, but I still love you. Was Aster Aweke from Ethiopia with Nafkot. Hey everybody, if you're just tuning in, I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa. Now coming up is traditional Samo flute and drum music by a group called Les Souffleurs. Reporter Bram Posthumus brings this fascinating music to us from Ségou, Mali. But first, let's listen to Teta Diana. This is Nonneho. I think that's how you say it. It's in Kinyarwanda, but translated in English, do you want me to love you today and tomorrow and then repeat it? I'm a girl worth 100 cows. I can take away your despair and your loneliness. I will give birth to great warriors and great patriots. The song is Teta's way of describing the immense worth of a woman. Yes, okay. Hey, everybody. That was Teta Diana from Rwanda.
Hi, this is Johnny Kleng, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
It's Music Time in Africa, y'all.
Now, I am excited to turn you guys on to some really radical traditional sounds. Samo, flute, and drum. Here's Bram Posthumus with the scoop.
Greetings to Heather and everyone at Music Time in Africa. We are in Ségou today for some extraordinary sounds. Have you ever heard anything like this? These are flutes, and every single one of them is played by a different person, one after the other, a rapid-fire call and response. For this occasion, the just-ended festival on the Niger River, they performed together with drummers and dancers and made a dazzling spectacle of music, rhythms and whirling clothes. Who are they and where do they come from? I sat down with the leaders of the music. Umar Kamara is the central drummer and Fuseni Pare leads the flute players. I was also greatly helped by Bintou Bouarebi, who did much of the translating. This is Fuseni Pare explaining that this music comes from Burkina Faso. When we came here, we took it with us, he says. We play these flutes to amuse people, except when the rains come and everyone should be working in the fields. Then we have no time. Does this extraordinary music belong to a particular community? Yes, it does, says Pare. It's Samo music. Some 5 centuries ago, the Samo settled in what's now a border area between Mali and Burkina Faso. From Ségou to Samo heartland is not even 200 miles. The flutes are carved out of wood, and playing them is hard work. You must keep the beat and remember when it's your turn to blow. Pare explains that there are 2 types of flutes, masculine and feminine. The masculine is loud and brash, the feminine is sweet. And you need them both, especially the female voice, otherwise you will not attract any listeners. Playing like this requires a lot of training, and this is where Umar Kamara, chef d'orchestre during the ceremony, has a role to play. This was music that was played by our parents and grandparents, he says. Many of them have now passed away, and so it has become necessary to train younger players. But they must respect the rules. It's Umar's job to make sure they do. You must be very disciplined, because this really is hard work. If you stay in one place while you play, you will get vertigo. That's why you see the flute players move about all the time. Everyone is convinced that this tradition will survive, in spite of the many difficulties both Mali and Burkina Faso face. Look, says Pare, there are Islamists who say that anyone who plays these flutes is a bad Muslim. That is simply false. Our grandparents were playing this music long before our countries became independent. It is a tradition we inherited from them, and we are now passing it on to our children. It's our culture. We will never abandon it. In fact, it's when you lose your culture that you start taking up arms. The Samo flute players have also started teaming up with the Koreduga, who are very much part of the Bambara tradition. The Koreduga are a secret community of men who are allowed to mock and ridicule. They wear extravagant clothes, outrageous hats, a huge number of amulets and other trimmings. They also use masks, but the public never sees them. They're secret. Each in their own way, the Samo flutes and the Koreduga chameleons fulfill a vital role. Their amusement releases tensions and brings people together in the age-old traditions of this land. As Umar says, dialogue is necessary. That is how you find solutions. Our traditions most certainly contribute towards achieving that. And it can't be a coincidence that in the same week the flutists and dancers and drummers were wowing the crowds in Ségou. The government of Mali announced that it was indeed and finally talking to the insurgents that have been making life difficult for everyone since 2012. The power of tradition.
All right. Hello, everybody. I'm Heather Maxwell, and that was Les Souffleurs. Well, I told you you'd like them. Next up, I've got my favorite tune by the Senegalese live band. Well, not flutes, though. Sahad and the Natel Patchwork. And then Kwame Ofori joins me for Song of the Week. That's called Mi Yalta Mi Sepa. But here is Sahad and the Natal Patchwork with Salam Aleikum.
Salam Aleikum. Salam Aleikum. Salam Aleikum. Salam Aleikum. Salam Aleikum. Salam Aleikum. Salam Aleikum. Salam Aleikum.
Sahad and the Natal Patchwork with Salam Aleikum.
Hi, I am Yao Sakodie Ajiman from Cape Coast, Ghana. I love Music Time in Africa.
And this is the Song of the Week.
All right. Hello, Kwame.
Hey, Heather.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Nice to have you in the studio.
Of course.
So this Song of the Week is called Mi Yalta Mi Sepa. It means I went, I came back, and it's by...
Tati Tati.
Yeah.
Yo, Tati, come in to gini. Awai rai mo, awai lo tako, man. Achu mo beala, go do it. Yeah. Go, go go te, didi, go jibili, bitigi, go tati, awa nai nai, dai nai, joy, joy, zumbi nai, je, go, rembi nai, get the kate, je, nai, je, kate, tau, tai. Mi Yalta Mi Sepa, mi daba. Mi Yalta Mi Sepa Mi Daba. Buitun sino mi jimi perdai. Mi Yowang Yeko hedi wako ya munyo Bayi wanito ngala kwa goto Yogoto bajo wandando
Okay, so I want to tell everybody what the meaning of the song is. He's singing in Fula or Pol.
Okay.
And, you know, this artist is from Guinea. I don't think we mentioned that.
No,
we didn't. He's from Guinea. And what the song means, I went, I came back, he's referring to immigration. And he's saying, guys, don't choose to immigrate. He's like, it's horrible. It is rough. You don't want to risk your life because it's really dangerous. And he actually did this and came back. Stay put. It might be rough, but in the end, things will work out.
Oh, yeah. That desert walk is rough. And I mean, he is an ambitious man. And then he comes and then he lives his dream fully after going through the worst. I'm really enjoying this guy's, you know, is it rap sing or sing rap style,
yes,
you know?
It's both.
Uh-huh. And then you can hear traditional instruments but with hard kicks so that it supports that rap singing he's trying to do. So it makes it feel modern.
Mm-hmm. Very true. And I love his voice, actually.
Yeah.
Because he starts out very low and low in a key. And then as the song progresses, he shows how high he can sing.
Hey.
He has quite an amazing voice for such a little tiny skinny dude.
Has that given us that technical
know-how? Oh, yeah, you got it. Let's listen to more. All right, so we are listening to Miyalta Misepa by Tati Tati from Guinea. And I just have to say one more thing, Kwame. The video.
Mm-hmm.
Listeners aren't seeing the video, but guys, go on YouTube and check this out. It's amazing because this dude with his voice is very thin. He's walking around in tattered clothing. He looks like someone who has just come back from a failed mission across the desert. Doesn't he, Kwame?
He does. And it's a good video.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Mr. Asante.
And that was
Song of the Week.
Okay, I'm taking us back now, way back in time to the 1960s in Nigeria. This is Rex Jim Lawson, also known as Cardinal Rex. The song's called Bere Bota. Now, if you don't know Rex, let me just tell you, he was a singer, a trumpeter, and a band leader from New Calabar State, Nigeria. He passed away on January 18th, 1971. He sings, my people, worrying has never taken anybody anywhere. Worrying can kill somebody. So stop worrying and just put your mind on good things.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell, and that was Bera Bota by Cardinal Rex Lawson. We are staying right in Nigeria and in the U.S., but shooting back to today. Well, 2019. Here's Davido with 1 Milli, a cool milli for my love. Yeah.
Waiting again. If I lose you to one of the boys online. I feel crazy, I feel tired, I feel die. If tomorrow come, you know they my side.
Was Davido with 1 Milli.
It's music time in Africa.
All right, people, we are going to ride out the rest of this hour with four more awesome tunes from Mali and France, South Africa, Togo, and Kenya. We start with Aya Nakamura, her most recent banger, Pokey.
Bitches every day, it felt like it was my birthday.
Baby, baby, sale. Alo, alo, alo. Million dollar, baby.
J'ai vu dans ça depuis longtemps. J'ai vu dans ça depuis longtemps. Ah ah, j'ai vu dans ça. Ah, depuis longtemps. J'ai vu dans ça depuis longtemps. J'ai vu dans ça depuis longtemps. Ah ah, j'ai vu dans ça.
All right, that was Pookie by Aya Nakamura. Hey guys, this is Heather. Moving from techno music to live band sound, this one is called King of Time, and it's by the late white Zulu, Johnny Clegg.
I've been thinking about the way I think about my thinking. I have a feeling that our little boat is sinking. I don't know anymore what it is she sees in me. Maybe the promise of the man I used to be. Somewhere long ago we lost our way. Stop the clock and start again. If I could freeze the sun in the sky, I could go back in time. If I could only go back to that day, maybe we'll find our way. King of time. King of time. Things I said long ago. We're trapped in the past, the future won't flow. If I could travel back in time, the heart would never break. Change the past and fix my mistake. We could wake up to a brand new day, whistling our troubles away. If I could speak to the king of time, he could erase and rewind. If I could only go back to that day, maybe we'll find out. Putting on my thinking cap, dreaming of my victory lap, looking for the mother lode, hoping my head don't explode. My crazy ballerina loves the Zulu concertina, dancing through my memories. Should have seen her.
King of Time by the late Johnny Clegg. May he rest in peace. All right, hello, darlings. This is Heather. You're inside Music Time in Africa, and we are jamming to live band music from here on out to the end of the program. This one is Dogo. The artist's name is Dogo, and he calls himself Dogo from Togo. So you can guess where he's from. The song's called Soke Wo.
Evola ngabiji keo evosea konuvire la konuvire makboda nusia nusi jova ila mega so wodokeo ifike yenuova nyade bonune akponko. Et voilà, gafan konikeo, e vosia po di giovire. Di giovire ma pora. Nusia nusi giovaila. Mega so wodo che.
Dogo from Togo with Soke Wo. Hey everybody, this is Heather Maxwell, and if you like that song, Dogo was my special studio guest live here at VOA a while back, and you can get on my YouTube channel and search for him or for the song and watch that feature and learn more about the artist. Here's how.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Hey, guys. All right, so I am sending you off into the rest of your weekend with this last tune from Kenya. It's a Benga live band classic. It's called Mama Sophie. And that was the late Kakai Kilonzo from Kenya with Mama Sophie. That's it for today, peeps. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I hope to see you back here next week. Also, a big thanks to Bram Posthumus and Les Souffleurs for their special feature on Soma flute and drum music, and also to Kwame Ofori for joining me on Song of the Week. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 Universal Time. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 090500 and Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 220500 Universal Time. You know, you can also find us online anytime. Just go to voanews.com. You can search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful, Africa.